And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Jules D. from Los Osos.
Okay. My name is Jules, and I'm an alcoholic. And this is terrifying for me. Like, one of the most terrifying things I think I've ever done in my sobriety. And I mean, there was a time that I don't think I had the courage to tell my truth to myself. And now I'm trying to fight my anxiety and tell a whole room full of people. So thank you for doing it for me. I'll do it for you. I grew up in an alcoholic household. My father has 13 years sober now, but it wasn't like that growing up. I started drinking when I was 12 or 13. By the time that I started drinking with friends, I was 14, I got raped, and I thought that if I drank more, I could forget that, but that's not how it worked out. I ended up being roofied, and more bad things happened, and I kept putting myself in dangerous situations around dangerous people, and I had no idea what I was getting into, and I just kept thinking that if I could outrun the trauma, that somehow that would make things right. I never drank the way, for the reasons that other people drank around me. I didn't do it for the fun of it. I did it to forget. I wanted oblivion, and I couldn't get enough. I'm an addict also. I mixed hard drugs with that when the alcohol wasn't enough. I did that for a long time, and I wanted out for a very long time. And I came into these rooms a few times on court cards, but I didn't do what it took to stay. I didn't share. I came as soon as the meeting started, and I left as soon as it was over. All I wanted was out. And I couldn't say the prayer with you guys. I couldn't hold your hand, and I couldn't trust anyone. I don't think I ever even shared my name or identified. And it's no surprise that it didn't work. By the time that I got deep into my addiction, my probation officer was actually my saving grace. I've racked up quite a few charges and stuff, but that's all. You know, I'll have 2 years of sobriety on October 31st, 2017. And that's the longest that I've ever had sober since I started out. I've lost all kinds of things to my addiction, and I just got to this point where I was suicidal, where I wanted so bad to be done, but I just didn't know how to put one foot in front of the other. I didn't know how to call anyone for help. I didn't know how to do any of those things. And when he arrested me, I can't explain what changed in jail this time. I did 45 days in a jail up north, and they happened to have a program mod there that I got into, and we had classes and meetings, and I started to feel more free in jail than I did outside. And it wasn't happy in jail, but I started feeling like, you know, that the choice had been taken away from me, and I just didn't trust myself out there. I knew what was waiting, and I didn't want to go back to it. And when I did get out, I lived in a small town. We had two meetings a week, and I was at both those meetings, Tuesdays and Fridays. I took a greeter commitment at both those meetings. I got a job that didn't pay much, that was, you know, a half a day, 3 days a week, but it broke up the monotony, so I just wasn't sitting there and doing the same things with the same people, because everyone else was still doing everything around me. But something had changed. I came to these rooms and I trusted you all of a sudden. I think maybe I was just desperate enough and I was willing to be honest. And I, for the first time in my life, I let myself be vulnerable. And this program has saved my life. I have a daughter that will never see me drunk or high. I have three other children that I now have a relationship with. And though that takes time to mend the damage that I have done, I am. And they're glad that I'm their mom and they're glad that I'm around. I have a relationship that is built on mutual respect and love. And that's just something that I never had those kind of standards for myself. I thought people just did the best that they could to tolerate me, or I didn't really believe that people could care. I had really lost my faith in people, and you guys gave that back to me. You did that by showing up for me. Like when I had my daughter, I was 6 months sober when I got pregnant. I went through to all these meetings through my pregnancy. When my family wasn't supportive, the girls in the program threw me a baby shower. And there was like 26 people that showed up, and it blew my mind. I don't want to cry. When I was in the hospital and I had a C-section and I couldn't leave, they brought a meeting into me, 8 people. And some of those people are in this room tonight, and it was the best meeting that I've ever been to. It was like a 2-hour meeting, and we just winged it because I needed it. Those people could be anywhere and go to anything they wanted. I was the only person that couldn't leave, and they did that for me. And that meant a lot to me. And through this program, I've learned to be a better friend and a better person, a better daughter, a better mother. And I just feel like I'm learning to believe in myself again. I know that saying, love you until you can love yourself. And I feel like I'm there. Like I'm getting to that point where I want things for myself. Somewhere along the way, like I just forgot how to chase dreams. I forgot how to dream dreams to chase. And I'm doing that now. I'm wanting things for myself. Like I'm taking a class at Cuesta, which is for the first time, and it makes me so nervous. I'm so afraid. And I look at everyone around me. I'm the oldest person in my class. They're all 17 and 18 years old. And I'm like, these are not my people. But because of you, I'm okay with that because I have people. And I remember that. And when I come to these rooms, that's where my people are. You are my people. You have saved my life. And it terrifies me to get up here. It scares me to stand up in front of people. It's like my sponsor had me make a God box. And I had this little God box. And she said, every time you think of this and you're scared, just put it in there. And then I had to get a bigger God box. And it's probably good that I only had a month to worry about it, because I probably would have ended up with one of those like refrigerator boxes. Like, this stresses me out so much. But sorry. But I'm glad that she did, you know, and I'm glad that I have relationships with so many people here. I'm glad that I have a life that I am grateful for, that happiness crept up on me. And then if you'd asked me years ago if I ever fathomed that I could be happy, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't believe that that was even a possibility, no matter if I had a limitless, you know, possibility. I never believed that there was some way to create a situation where I wouldn't just be damaged and broken in. But like you said, we don't shoot our wounded. And that's exactly how I felt when I got here. And I just feel so grateful every day that I wake up. And I know that I don't have to go back to that life. So even though this scares me, what scares me more is going back. So I want to just thank everybody here. I know more than 5 people just this year alone that I used to use and drink with that have died just this year. I can't even think about all the people over the years of my addiction that I have lost. It's countless faces and names. And the only reason that I'm not going to be on that list is because of the people in this room tonight. So thank you.
That was beautiful, Jules. Let's give her one more round. Brought tears to my eyes.